Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and now we want to go on stage. Our look at what's happening on the boards across the country, from poetry slams to tap competitions to, today, talent shows.
Break it down!
All fold and saints we see are all made of gold.
A deer, a female deer, rays, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, far, a long, long way to run.
Well, what you'd be seeing there is first grader Evelyn Burnett hula hooping at the talent show of the Albert Einstein Academy Elementary School in Santa Clarita, California. Before that, sixth grader named Nathan singing the song Demons by Imagine Dragons at the Meadow Glen Middle School talent show in Lexington, Kentucky. And we started with Trey Portia step dancing at the Princess Anne High School talent show in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Congratulations to them all. And we want to turn now to the All-Star Talent Show happening tomorrow in Harlem at the Philip Randolph Campus High School. More than 300 people between 5 and 25 perform in and produce this show. Pam Lewis is the Vice President of Youth Programs at the Center of Youth Expertise at the All Stars Network. She joins us from her home in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Hi, Pam.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good because I'm listening to talent shows. They just make you smile. We've also got Omar Pride. Omar, do we understand that you changed that fabulous name to Omar Christian for your stage name?
Yes.
Yeah. He's been performing and involved with talent shows since he was 13. He's 24 and teaches dance at the after-school programs in the area. He joins us in the NPR studios in New York. Omar, is it a talent show like this that propelled you?
Yes. Dancing in the All Stars Talent Show Network since I was, like, really young has helped me grow as a performer and has given me a platform to produce my choreography, just giving me kind of, like, a playground for my art.
Yeah. And Pam, what is this All Stars Network?
We want to teach young people that life is a performance and that you can create a stage anywhere. So we really work to... And our mission is to transform the lives of youth and poor communities using the developmental power of performance in partnership with caring adults.
Well, so now you've got this talent show coming up this weekend. What are some of the acts that people might see?
Well, I mean, you're going to see a group with 25 young people, you know, in the group. You'll see 6-year-old kids on stage stretching, maybe sometimes singing every note off key. But in the All-Stars, everybody makes it. No one is turned away. So you have thousands of young people and their families and friends and supporters cheering all the kids on.
We've got some sound. And we should say this organization has been doing talent shows for 30 years. It started in New York. It now hosts shows in Newark, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, California's Bay Area. Here's some sounds of rotating groups of girls. They're performing dance routines to a montage of music. So one group comes out dressed like Mickey Mouse. They do their routine. They run off. Another group comes on. Let's listen to a little. So, Pam, a lot of energy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the All-Stars. I've known Omar since he was very young, and I began working with the All-Stars in the mid-'80s when it first started. You know, it was the height of the crack epidemic. Hip-hop was just starting, and we really wanted to give the kids a stage to make their statement about who they are. Because our kids get blamed for crime and poverty and the failure. Yeah. And so we wanted to give the kids a voice. And we've been doing this since the mid-'80s. And it's just... the kids need a place to perform and a community to grow in.
Well, Omar, I have a soft spot in my heart for talent shows. There's one in this area called Community Auditions. It's been going on since 1950. You know, everybody comes. You can come with a puppet. You can come with your pet dog and do your act. Do you remember what it was like? You started when you were 13. Do you remember what it was like going out on a stage?
Yeah. when I actually got to the talent show and I seen everyone getting in costumes, performance, and getting on the stage and actually getting in front of the crowd and hearing everyone scream and shout and cheer you on, it really pushed me to believe that I can do this for the rest of my life. And it was something I could really enjoy.
What Omar is saying is so important, Robin, because it doesn't matter if you're in Bridgeport or in Harlem, kids need a chance to take some risk, and we really organize the audience to support everybody. We have this congratulations chorus at the audition that just yells, congratulations, you made the show, to every kid.
Well, and you actually have auditions, which some of the shows I've seen, they don't. They just let anybody up. But here's some sound from a promotional video of one young man's spoken word performance.
So I was raised in a place where I fight to escape every day like a living hostage. It was an experiment I owned before I killed myself here. And that's why you call it the project.
Okay, so Pam, these performances also get at real issues.
Oh, yeah. The young people come in and they have a lot of thoughts about what's going on in our country and, you know, the gridlock in Washington and how things aren't getting better for so many kids.
Well, and Omar, you have become, you're a dancer, a choreographer. We heard spoken word. We heard some singing, and I'm imagining future Beyoncés are showing up like crazy. But what's some of the stranger things that people have done?
Wow. There's so much talent that touches that stage, and people create performances based on the ideas that are in their mind. There's tributes to Michael and Janet Jackson. There's tribute to Mickey Mouse. There's tribute to Black History Month. People take whatever stories or any ideas they have in their head and they put it onto the stage in performance. That's what the All Stars teaches us, is to take performance and take what you're feeling and put it into that stage performance and put it into
Omar, you remember that one act where the kids did this whole dance routine and they were really commenting on how when people are related to like they're crazy or put in insane asylums and then they just kind of broke out and did this dance. And then the other thing that kids often also create performances around is people that they know and love who unfortunately something bad happens to them in the community who, you know, they're very young and they get hit by a stray bullet or something. I mean, you know, and the kids need a place again to perform and pay tribute to them. And that unfortunately has been presented far too often, but I'm so glad the young people have a place to give expression to, you know, to loss and that kind of pain that they're navigating, you know, on a daily basis.
Well, the All-Star Talent Show is going to be held tomorrow in Harlem at the Philip Randolph Campus High School. But if you scan the landscape, there are talent shows across the country, you know, where kids getting up the guts, and adults too, you know, to come out and take their chance. It is so much fun. So we wish you all the best this weekend. Pam Lewis, Vice President of Youth Programs at the Center of Youth Expertise at the All-Stars Network, and Omar Pride, or Omar Christian when he's on stage, who's been in the talent show since he was 13. He now teaches dance at after-school programs in New York. Omar, Pam, best of luck to you this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, if you're playing the spoon somewhere this weekend, send us a picture, please. Post it at this story at hereandnow.org.